Dr. Arthur Perry. He's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
No, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. Like I said, I'm on a maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And if you're confused why we're on a Sunday evening, you know, you're used to hearing me on Saturday evening. Well, no, don't look at your calendar. Look at me and WOR. They've been gracious enough to allow me to speak to you this evening, and I'm happy to do that. This is the show about you. This is the plastic surgery show here on WOR. And if you've been listening at 6 o'clock on Saturday night since 2005, you've heard me. And if not, well, welcome. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, host of this show for an awful long time. Who am I? Well, I've trained at some pretty good places, at Harvard for general surgery, right here in New York for burns. I did a burn fellowship way back in the 1980s. That was a tough year. And then I headed out to the University of Chicago, where I was the chief resident in plastic and reconstructive surgery, then did a fellowship in Miami in cosmetic surgery, rejoined the Northeast as a faculty member at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson. Now I'm in private practice in New York and New Jersey, and on the faculty of both Columbia and Robert Wood Johnson. That's who I am. That's who you can call this evening. The phone number at WOR is 800-321-0710. This is a call-in show, so write this down, 800-321-0710. And there's a few reasons why you'll want to give me a call this evening. First, of course, to have your questions answered. It's a free consultation, but you know it's not a real consultation. It's just a discussion with a board-certified plastic surgeon on the radio. I can't substitute for your own physician. I can't give you specific medical advice on this show, but I can guide you. And so give us a call, 800-321-0710. The other reason to call is it give you a bottle of nighttime. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's been waiting for the nighttime. You know, I usually give away things like soft time and clean time and daytime, but tonight it is nighttime. Yeah, because it is nighttime. It's 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. Give us a call. What is nighttime, you might ask? Well, it's the one-stop shopping for skincare. I've simplified your skincare program. When you go to the stores, and you know what I'm talking about, you go to the stores and you see a daunting array of skin creams and potions and serums and, oh my goodness, masks. And where do you start? Well, the young lady or man behind the counter will be more than happy to guide you to 10 or 20 products, and you go out with a couple big bags of things. And what does it really do? Well, you know, in my opinion, not an awful lot, because skincare can be simple. It doesn't have to be complex. They want you to believe it is, because that way you buy lots and lots and lots of products. So what did I do? Well, I created the world's simplest skincare program. It starts with daytime in the morning. It's a skin protector with SPF 20 and niacin. It's a great substance which improves the quality of your skin. It gets very technical, but that's really all you have to know. It helps protect you during the day. You put your makeup on over it, go about your day, and in the evening, wash your skin with clean time. That's my skincare program. Put on nighttime, and that's what we're giving away today. Nighttime. Wow, that's the big one, because it's got vitamins A, vitamin C. It's got fruit acids, that's a lactic acid and citric acid. It's got antioxidants and skin brighteners. It's all the things that you want in a product. Most companies, what they do, they fragment the products. That means they break them up. They'll only put one active ingredient in each product because they want you to buy all the different products. But I don't believe in that. I want you to stay on my skincare long enough to actually see the results. And that's what skincare, good skincare, is all about. That's why we're giving away bottles of nighttime tonight. Give us a call. It's got to be a legitimate question, by the way. You can't just call up and say, hey, send me the nighttime. Doesn't work that way. You have to have a good one for me. Try and stump me. That's okay. 800-321-0710 is the phone number here at WOR. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to talk, continue our discussion. I imagine all of you were listening last night. I had a plea for my listeners, my Saturday night listeners. Please listen on Sunday, because all the rest of you, well, you haven't heard me before, but the Saturday night group, yes, you have. So we're going to talk about facial rejuvenation and some of the interesting things that we can do with the different procedures in facial rejuvenation. We are going to talk about bariatric surgery at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So we'll talk about that later in the show. And of course, we are going to talk about your problems and questions. Give us a call, 800-321-0710. All right, so let's start off with facial rejuvenation, because that is a big, big part of my practice. And again, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've kind of grown up with my patients. They started out in the 1980s, and I did liposuction and breast augmentations on my 20- and 30-year-old patients and their rhinoplasties. And they're coming back now when they're in their 50s and 60s. I'm not older. I don't know how they got older, but they're having facial rejuvenation. The same people, and I want to thank them. And you know who you are. When you do like a plastic surgeon, you tend to stay with them. Even my patients that move away, they come back. I had someone fly up from North Carolina a couple of weeks ago. Someone flew in from San Francisco a month ago. You know, but most of my patients, of course, are from the New York and New Jersey area. So here's what happens. Here's how aging occurs. You know, we go through childhood and everybody's happy and you hit 20 and you're looking your best and, you know, your skin looks healthy. When you hit 30, you might just see a little wrinkle. You might just look in the mirror one day and see that little tiny thing around your eye and you say, wait a minute, I'm way too young for a wrinkle. I can't possibly have a wrinkle. And you go about your business and a couple months later, there's another one. And then because of all those days on Atlantic Beach and Asbury Park, you see that very first splotch on your face. And you say, what on earth is that? And lo and behold, now you're in your 30s. Yeah. And you see the aging of your face. And so my patients for facial rejuvenation start coming in as early as 30. You know, our skin is it's the bag that contains our body, and it separates us from the outside world. It protects us from the toxins and all the environmental hazards out there, and it keeps the good things in our body. But as we age, that skin, which is mostly made of collagen is a protein. When you wear a leather jacket or a leather belt or shoes, that's a collagen. It's all collagen, actually. There's virtually nothing else left. So that's most of what your skin is. There's also elastin fibers in your skin. Those are the stretchy fibers. And there's hyaluronic acid. That's it's an ingredient that keeps your skin moist. And when you're low on hyaluronic acid, it looks like you have dry skin. So those three ingredients, they're three of the most important ingredients in the skin, and they decline as we get older. From age 30 on, they decrease by 1% per year. And the thickness of our skin also decreases by 1% per year. There are things that you can do to protect your skin and to make your skin look as good as possible as you go through the journey of life. So tonight we're going to talk about the things you can do. Well, yeah, we can start with skincare because that's very important. When I have a patient come in, they sit across from me for an hour. I examine them in the exam room, and then we take photographs. We go into my office. We look at your pictures together. We look both. Sometimes it's two-dimensional, the standard digital photographs, and sometimes it's the three-dimensional Vectra, those new ones. And we look together, so we're looking at the same thing at the same time. That way, when you look at yourself, a lot of people do tend to kind of cancel out some of the things. The most interesting thing is a mole on your face. Well, a mole that you've had since you were 17, you really don't think about when you're 50 or 55, but it could be one of the most distracting things on your face, and you just don't realize it. But when someone that you haven't met before looks at you, look where their eye is going. It's going to that big mole on your nasolabial fold or near your eye. One of the simplest things that I can do, that you can do to improve your appearance, is to remove things like moles or objectionable scars. Many of you are of the age that you still have chickenpox scars. You know, the kids don't have them anymore because they had the vaccine. But those of you older than about 55 know what I'm talking about. You have chickenpox scars, on your face, near your eyelid, on your cheek. Those are very easily treated either with excision, that means we remove those, or better yet, in this era, we can use something called wrinkle filler that we'll talk a lot more about as we go through this show. So when I look at you and you look at yourself, we assess what it is that's bothering you. Now, the most important thing is what's bothering you. Some people say to me, well, you know, just tell me what I need. And I actually don't like doing that because everybody has something that they don't like and something that doesn't bother them. And it's always interesting to me when I see someone at the counter checking in with my nurse before their consultation, and I might glance at their face and say to myself, okay, that person's coming in for her eyelids, and it might be something completely different. And an ethical plastic surgeon does not suggest a procedure to a patient. An ethical plastic surgeon will listen to the patient and say, okay, that's a reasonable thing to do, or not a reasonable thing to do. And sometimes if you are one of those patients that come into my office and say, you know, I just don't know what it is. I'm not happy with my appearance. Why don't you let me know what I should do? And I will try and do it very gently and honestly. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about that facial rejuvenative consultation and all the different things that we can do to help you look better. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, a very special Sunday evening edition. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We'll be back after these words. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And the phone number, 800-321-0710. Let's go to Valerie. Valerie, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Actually, I wanted to ask a question about plastic surgery.
Well, you've come to the right place. Valerie, what can I do for you?
I'd like to know what's the best way to get a deviated septum that occurred through rhinoplasty.
That occurred through rhinoplasty. Okay. So now a deviated septum, just to explain to the listeners out there who are not familiar with this, the anatomy of the nose is actually quite complex, but the septum is a wall that separates the two chambers of your nose, so the two nostrils. So if you look in your nose, not while you're driving, please, you will, and then shine a flashlight in there and shine towards the middle, you'll see the septum of your nose. Now, the septum is made of cartilage, and it's coated on both sides by a type of skin in the nose that's called mucosa. So that's the septum. Now, the septum is the structural support of the nose. It holds everything up. So I always say, if your septum is okay, do not touch your septum if you're going to have a rhinoplasty. So the first question for you, Valerie, is when you had your rhinoplasty, did you have breathing problems before that?
Never. But
so
after,
why did you have your septum operated on?
Well, I wasn't doing it to get my septum operated on. I actually only wanted the bottom cartilage in the very bottom of my nose. It's like kind of round. I wanted it to be more flat.
Okay.
And every time I tried to tell my board certified plastic surgeon what exactly I wanted, he would kind of shut me up. And then especially during right before the surgery, again, he did the same thing. And I didn't realize until afterwards that he had he told me just before the surgery that there would be an intern watching. He'd only be watching. That's it.
Okay, so let me ask you something again. Now, it's very important, Valerie, during our discussion, please do not mention the name of the surgeon or the hospital that you had this, okay? I'm going to ask you not to, because it's not relevant to our discussion and would not be a good thing. So that's a rule of this show. So let's ask you now. Now, before your surgery, before your rhinoplasty, was your nose crooked or was it straight?
Perfectly straight.
Okay, so your nose was straight and you did not have breathing problems. Correct?
None whatsoever.
Okay, so if you kind of put your finger on your left nostril, you could breathe out of your right nostril and vice versa. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a quickie assessment of your septum, because you know everybody has a deviated septum. So 98% of the population, the septum is slightly over to one side as opposed to the other. But that doesn't mean it gets operated on. And I rarely operate on the septum. The reason is it is the structural support of the nose, unless someone has a crooked nose or has a breathing problem. And then, honestly, what I do is I bring into the operation an ear, nose, and throat doctor, an otolaryngologist, who specializes in breathing issues. Because if we operate on something that's normal, well, there's only two things that can happen. If we operate on something that's abnormal, I can either make it better, I can make it worse, or maybe leave it unchanged. But if it's normal to begin with, if your septum is in the middle, if it's not obstructing your breathing, why are we operating on it? I don't know. But certainly only two things then can happen. I can either make it worse, or if I'm lucky, leave it unchanged. But I can't make it better if it's not a problem to begin with. Right, Valerie?
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, actually, I woke up during the surgery. You know that feeling you get if you bump your elbow really hard and it feels like you got struck by lightning?
Okay.
You know, running through your
body.
So
were you under general anesthesia or sedation, intravenous sedation?
Well, he gave me Demerol first.
Okay, so you had sedation, it sounds
like. It was kind of like the date rape drug,
right.
Huh?
Okay, and that's, you know, it's normal to wake up during those procedures, and sometimes there's a little discomfort. So that's okay. He'll give you more lidocaine and maybe a little more sedation, and back to sleep you go. I do prefer to do rhinoplasties. That's the name of the operation we're talking about, by the way, under general anesthesia. I do think it's safer for patients. And this is one of those paradoxical things. You might think, well, why would general anesthesia be safer than sedation? And the reason is, when we're operating on the nose, you know, things like fluids, we don't like to say the word blood, but sometimes there's blood that actually runs down the back of your nose. And if your airway is protected by an anesthesiologist that has what's called an endotracheal tube, a tube protecting your airway, then it doesn't really matter that there's a little bit of oozing. But if you're very well sedated and maybe even your cough reflex is a bit obtunded, you could aspirate something during surgery. So most plastic surgeons will do these procedures under general anesthesia. It is not wrong to do it under intravenous sedation. It's just the choice of the surgeon. I prefer general anesthesia, and most anesthesiologists will tell you they feel more comfortable under that under those circumstances also. But let's get back to your question. So now you've had a procedure, and now you have a deviated septum because you had the operation on your septum that maybe you needed, maybe you didn't need. Hard for me to know. And I hate to second guess sitting here behind a microphone and not actually examining you. But once you have that, well, you have more of an issue, and it's a more difficult problem. So now you have breathing problems, you said?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had just read that they were not breaking the bone much anymore.
That's not true. That's not true. Almost every rhinoplasty involves that.
But okay, well, anyway, I had read that, like, in some magazine. Like,
The magazines. Who writes those articles in magazines? Yeah. A 22-year-old that, interviewed three people. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cynical, but, the honest truth is a rhinoplasty is an operation that reshapes the bones and cartilages of the nose. And I would say probably 95% or more of rhinoplasties do involve making little cuts in the bone and, I hate to use the word breaking the bone because it's much more gentle than that, and I make little perforations in the bone and then kind of push the bones into place. So, not to be in any way disrespectful, but it is the standard to make cuts in the bone. But that has nothing to do with your septum, by the way. So let's cut right to the chase here. If your septum was operated on in a first operation, whether or not it needed it or not, now in a second, after that first operation, your septum is deviated, you've got a much more difficult problem. And I would absolutely, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I would send you in this situation to a board-certified otolaryngologist. I would, because the ear, nose, and throat doctors, they do a lot more septal work, and it can be very complicated in a secondary situation like this. Sometimes we have to borrow cartilage from other places, like the ear, and sometimes it's very difficult to fix. So that's what I would do. But it really goes back to the question. It becomes a social question. Why do doctors operate on septums when they don't need to be operated on? And I have to tell you, I did spend 10 years as a member of New Jersey's Board of Medical Examiners, and I saw a lot of funny things happen. And what that means is maybe unnecessary surgery, maybe surgery. I'm not saying yours was, Valerie, but maybe, maybe a doctor was, wanted to do another procedure. What can I say? So I don't do that. I rarely operate on the septum. And when I do, I have an otolaryngologist with me. Valerie, it's a complex problem. You want to get the right doctor to help you with it, and I wish you the best. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. So we're going to talk about bariatric surgery in just a few minutes, but before I do that, I need to talk to you about Plexaderm. What the heck is Plexaderm, you say? Well, Plexaderm, it is a really interesting very interesting product, and it's brought to you by my friend John Greenhut. You've seen him in the commercials. He's really a master at identifying wonderful products to bring to you. Now, so what is Plexaderm? You've probably seen the commercials on cable TV. So they take a person who's got bags under her or his eyes. They take a person who's got wrinkles around the eyes or visible jowls, and they smear this Plexaderm, which is a silicone material, onto the face, onto the eyelids, onto the wrinkle, onto the crow's feet, wherever. And then they do a little time-lapse photography. Not too long, by the way. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes for this to happen. But as the material dries, your bags go away. It's very temporary. It's not real. It's not surgery. It's not even skincare. Like, my skincare can actually work but takes months. This is instant, and these are safe. Safe ingredients, they're silicone materials, and they're very, very useful to you. Why? Well, the same reason you put makeup on, too. When you put makeup on, you're covering wrinkles, you're covering splotches and imperfections and things like that, and enhancing your appearance, and so does Plexaderm. So if you don't like the appearance of those bags, but you don't have time to come to me and have a blepharoplasty, that's a lower eyelid lift, well, you order the Plexaderm and smear it on that lower eyelid, and before you can water your plants, you'll see that the bags go away. But here's the catch. It's the Cinderella procedure. That means when the clock strikes midnight or you wash your face, actually not midnight, but when you wash your face or when you put on some cream-based makeup, well, the effect goes right away. It goes right back to where you were before. But that's okay if you're going on television, going on a date, going on a job interview, or just simply going to work every single day. I have patients that use this every single day, and it's safe to do that. So here you go. Here is the number to call. It's 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. If you call that number, they're going to give you 50% off the normal price of Plexaderm. But you have to call that number and not one that you find in the subways or something like that. 800-925-9963. 800-925-9963, 800-925-9963 for Plexiderm. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is a very special edition of What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with bariatric surgery after these messages. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. So I want to talk for a little bit of time about bariatric surgery. You say, what is bariatric surgery? That's actually surgery to decrease your weight. So it's not for someone who's just a couple pounds overweight. You know, you look in the mirror, you see some little fat around your hips, and that's liposuction. That's what you do there. But if you're 100 pounds overweight, you know, we're not going to do liposuction on you. You're going to have to go over to Robert Wood Johnson, the Bariatric Surgery Center, and talk to maybe Dr. Sadik or one of the other doctors there about weight loss surgery. So I want to talk a little bit about this. 36% of Americans are obese, and you know who you are. You're the person that needs to take, you know, that extra seat, you know, or you look in the mirror and you don't like the bathing suits, or, you know, I mean, so many people, it's very difficult to lose weight these days. And there's actually a teleologic reason. That means there's a reason why we want to be overweight. You think, well, that's a bad thing. Well, you know, back in the old days, food was scarce. And so our bodies are genetically programmed to eat more than we really need because we never know when the next meal is going to come. If you look at an animal that eats another animal, I mean, this is not a wonderful thought. They eat ravenously and to the point of engorging themselves because they might not find another deer on the side of the road. So, you know, this is the way it is. We are programmed to put as much weight on as we can because periods of starvation are normal in an uncivilized society. Now that we can go out to restaurants every evening, we don't have to have that. That's why 36% of Americans are obese. They struggle with weight loss, and they struggle with obesity-related diseases, things like diabetes, things like hypertension, heart disease. These are all related to weight gain, and there's lots of other diseases. So that's why, fortunately, general surgeons, a type of general surgeon who specializes in what's called bariatric surgery, have devised many different types of procedures. Now, so what is bariatric surgery? First of all, it's not a minor procedure. It's major surgery. You have to be really quite overweight. You have to be maybe more than 100 pounds over your ideal body weight. You can't just come in 20 pounds. I have actually have patients that have come to me and said, can you refer me to a bariatric surgeon? I look at them and, yeah, they're 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight. No, no, you can't do that. There you have to go to the gym. You have to lose some weight. And maybe we can suction off the extra. But if you have a BMI over 40, well, that's a good indication that you might need bariatric surgery. Or if you have a BMI over 35, that's the, you know what that is. The BMI, you can look up on the internet, any one of those tables. It compares your height and your weight and assigns you a number so it can be standardized. So if you're over 35, but you have, let's say, diabetes or high blood pressure or something like that, you might consider having bariatric surgery. So, you know, you have to first see your internist, and you have to have your medical issues managed appropriately. Your blood sugar needs to be controlled. Your high blood pressure needs to be controlled. You have to be, for the most part, but not definitely over age 18. Most of the bariatric surgery is over age 18, but there is an increasing number of teenagers that have had bariatric surgery, life-saving, life-changing bariatric surgery. And you can't be using drugs and excessive alcohol and things like that. So there are a bunch of different options at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital Bariatric Center to you. There's a lot of different options. It used to be, well, you know, gastric bypass. That's kind of a big deal. But now there's things like gastric banding. That's a restrictive procedure that doesn't interfere with the digestive process. And most of the time, your surgeon can do that laparoscopically. That means through little incisions. So the gastric banding, well, that's a lot of people call it a lap band. And it's placed around the stomach near the upper end. It creates a pouch, limiting the amount of food you can eat and slowing the way food gets processed. So you feel full for a long period of time. There's a little port that's put in. That's an injection port. It looks like a checker underneath the skin. And what happens is first you have the operation and you go home and recover. And then they put a little bit of this fluid in. And this lap band, this gastric band, it surrounds the stomach and puts pressure on the stomach, makes you feel full. And the more fluid they put in it, the more full you feel. And eventually you get to a happy medium where you're eating enough to lose weight, not too much so that you're sick. And then you can actually lose 100 pounds in maybe a year, a little more than a year. You don't want to lose it that fast. Now, if that doesn't work, there's also gastric bypass. That's a bigger deal. Gastric bypass is a combined, what we call a restrictive procedure, yes, and a malabsorptive procedure. That means some of the area of the intestines and the stomach that absorb nutrients is removed. So staples, surgical staples, not the ones you buy at Staples, are used to create a very small stomach pouch, and that restricts the amount of food that you can eat. And the small intestine, it's a lot of plumbing. You have to be a good plumber to be a bariatric surgeon or a gastric surgeon, because, you know, it's the maps of how they reconnect the stomach and the intestine is really quite daunting. But the food is rerouted and it bypasses a lot of the stomach. Now, there's a newer procedure now called a sleeve gastrectomy, and all these procedures are done at the Robert Wood Johnson Bariatric Surgery Center. By the way, this is a nationally accredited center, and if you have bariatric surgery, just like plastic surgery, you want to make sure that your bariatric surgeon is board certified and that the center is accredited by the Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery Accreditation and Quality Improvement Program. My goodness, that's a lot of words. You just want to know that it's accredited. And Robert Wood Johnson has been accredited since, I think 2016. So it's been about 4 years now where they're performing safe and very superior, really quite good care of patients. Dr. Sadik is the professor of surgery at Rutgers, Robert Wood Johnson. He's the director of bariatric surgery at Robert Wood Johnson. And boy, I'll tell you, I remember 4 years ago when they did get the accreditation, it was quite a day because it's an achievement. It means that there's a team approach to your care and excellent bariatric surgeons. So Robert Wood Johnson has a center for this, and you can give him a call. And the phone number, of course, the phone number at Robert Wood Johnson, it's a 24-hour phone number, 888-724-7123. The website is www.rwjbh.org. So once again, the phone number, 888-724-7123. You'll want to make an appointment for a consultation for bariatric surgery. You just don't, you know, walk in and say, hey, let's get that stapler and get going. You want to have a good consultation. Make sure you're an appropriate candidate for the surgery. And if you're considering this, see your internist first, and that might save you a few steps. And once again, the website, rwjbh.org. So what are the benefits of this weight loss surgery? Well, of course you lose weight. That's why you're having it. But even beyond that, your diabetes can go away. It can improve or actually go away. Your blood pressure can improve. Your cholesterol can improve. If you've got sleep apnea, that can improve. Acid reflux. You know, sometimes they'll fix a hiatal hernia at the same time. A lot of people who are massively overweight also have hiatal hernias. So you'll be able to exercise better. And, of course, your mood, your self-esteem, just like cosmetic surgery, this will do wonders for you. So what's unique about the program at RWJUH? Robert Wood Johnson's Bariatric Surgery Center incorporates a number of different specialties. They all work together, and they develop a personalized plan for you. And this care plan includes a lot of education and evaluation before surgery, so you can't go into this cold. And there's a lifetime of follow-up. Once you do one of these procedures, it is a life-changing thing, and it will require a commitment on your part now and really for the rest of your life. The lung doctors, they're called pulmonologists, and they're going to perform what's called pulmonary function tests and sleep studies. They want to diagnose, make sure you don't have sleep apnea. And if you do, you know, they'll be aware of it for surgery, and hopefully that will get better afterwards. You'll go to a gastroenterologist because they need to have a baseline status of your digestive system. That doctor will do an endoscopy. They're going to look at your esophagus and stomach, and they're going to be looking for things like hernias and polyps and things like that. They also want you to see a cardiologist. So this is a very comprehensive thing. So we're going to see a lung doctor. We're going to see a gastroenterologist. We're going to see a cardiologist to make sure your heart is okay for surgery. You're going to see an endocrinologist, and that's a person that specializes in metabolic disorders. They want to see if you have diabetes. And lastly, you actually need a psychologist, because this is a big deal. When you have bariatric surgery, this isn't just a walk in the park. It is a life-changing thing. Now, the surgery itself, if you have a lap band, some of these procedures take less than an hour. They're done as outpatients now. It's really amazing how this has changed. But bariatric surgery patients, well, they need follow-up afterwards, and they need you have to have a lot of appointments afterwards. It's necessary for you to understand what this is all about. Patients like you, it's a commitment to a new lifestyle, and that means new eating, new ways of eating, new foods that you're going to eat, exercise program, things like that. That's what it's all about. So the Robert Wood Johnson Bariatric Center is a comprehensive center. You can give them a call day or night. You know, there's going to be some operator in the middle of the night, but certainly tomorrow, 888-724-7123. And the website, once again, is www.rwjbh.org. They've got a great website, and they'll actually take you through all these operations, and you can watch the videos of how they're done. So if you're overweight, you don't have to live with it. You really don't. You can certainly live a new life with a lot less weight. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Noah, we're going to take a short break now. We'll be back with one more segment. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We'll be back after these words. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is a very special Sunday evening edition of What's Your Wrinkle. Normally, we're on at 6 p.m., Saturday evenings for the last 15 or so years, more than that now. We're approaching 15 and a half years on the airwaves of WOR, and I hope you've been listening every single week. There's a way to set your computer to tape this, or just go to the iHeart website. If you miss a podcast, miss a show, you can get it on the podcast. That's a good way to do it. And you'll want to. We try to put those podcasts up with the titles so you can see if we're talking about a particular topic that you like liposuction or eyelid surgery or rhinoplasty surgery. Go to those podcasts. And if you really like them, you know, call up WOR and tell them you want me on every night. No, I don't want to be on every night. I am a real surgeon. I work every day in my New York and my New Jersey offices. And I'm here to help you. And on Saturdays and sometimes on Sundays, I'm here on the radio. So we were talking about facial rejuvenation, one of my favorite topics. It really is. It's a big chunk of my practice. I've been doing facial rejuvenative procedures since the 1980s when I was in high school. You know, everybody thinks of facial rejuvenation as a facelift. And yeah, that is the ultimate in facial rejuvenative procedures that has gone through quite a change in the last decade. It's now a much less invasive procedure than it used to be. But the honest truth is, most of you just don't want surgery. I don't know why. Surgery's fun. It's enjoyable. I like doing it. Why don't you? Well, the reason is obvious. No one really wants to undergo the knife unless they have to. 117,000 people last year had facelifts. And you figure, well, that's a good number of people. But then you figure the number of women who can benefit from a facelift is actually in the 65 million range. I mean, there's a big, big difference between that 117,000 and the 65 million. And why is that? Well, some of you don't want to undergo surgery simply because it scares you. Some don't want to expose yourself to the risks of surgery. There are risks with all surgery and all procedures and driving and walking across the street in Manhattan. But there are risks that you don't want to expose yourself to. Some don't have the financial resources, and some people just are not quite there from a medical standpoint or psychological standpoint. So what else can we do? There are so many things now in the armamentarium of the plastic surgeon that we did not have years ago. But it all starts with skincare. And I harp on this because I do get a lot of patients who come in and, you know, they've got this syndrome of kind of reddish skin, a little oily skin, visible pores, a little bit of swelling of the skin. And I say to them right off the bat, well, you've got a sensitivity or an allergy, a contact dermatitis to some ingredient in your skincare. And, you know, a lot of people tell me, no, that's not true. This is my skin. I've had it this way since I was 14. And I say, well, you know, that's when you started using these products that are poisoning your skin. And sometimes it just takes stopping things like sodium lauryl sulfate in your shampoo. That's a toxin that's in shampoos and soaps. Or stopping everything altogether to try to get you to really detox your skin and find out then by introducing one different ingredient at a time what it is that you're sensitive to. And a lot of people respond that way. And then I put you on a good skincare program, a simple one that I talked about earlier in the show. The simpler, the better. And you know that. You know, when we talk about weight loss and bariatric surgery, the simpler the weight loss program, the more likely you are to stay on it. And the simpler the skincare program, the more likely you are to stay on it. And that's why I designed my program. And by the way, we're giving away nighttime tonight. Did I forget to mention that again? Nighttime, the one-stop shopping for skincare. All right. So, okay, now we've got you on the right track with skincare. Your skin looks better. It's a little bit thicker, a little fewer wrinkles, more even complexion. That's good. But you still have let's say, those wrinkles around your mouth. And that's so common, so common. Almost everybody after the age of maybe 50 has a few wrinkles, and by 60, if you don't have some wrinkles around your mouth, well, you're either very blessed genetically or you're doing something. You know a plastic surgeon. So wrinkle filler has revolutionized the way I treat aging faces, and we call it wrinkle filler, but it's so much more than that. We're talking about things like Juvederm and the new Juvederm products, Volbella, Velour, which is a hard word to say, Voluma. Those are the ones I use the most of, but there are others, and there are many wrinkle fillers now, and they're so versatile. They can be used, yes, to fill the wrinkles, also to fill the folds, but also to hide your jowls. I can actually put this material between your jowl and your chin in that little groove to make it seem like your jowl is less. Now, we combine these procedures, and that is really the lesson of the last 5 years. We don't just do filler. We might do filler and Ulthera. I talked about that extensively last night. What is Ulthera? That is a procedure that's called micro-focused ultrasound, and that can actually heat up the tissue and shrink it and lift the jowls, lift the brows. We can do that. We can use lasers also to actually shrink the skin and reduce the brown splotchy pigment of the face. And that's quite a profound effect. I'll usually do this in what's called a fractionated way. There's a brand of laser called the Fraxel, but that's just one of the many lasers now that does the exact same thing. It drills little tiny holes in the skin. Oh, wonderful to think about that, right? Little tiny holes, and what then happens is your skin shrinks and you generate new collagen. It not only generates collagen, but a little bit of elastin. Those are the stretchy fibers of the skin. And your skin looks and feels better after a laser. So often, we'll do filler, we'll do lasers, we'll do Ulthera. And of course, the granddaddy of all those non-invasive procedures, Botox. And Botox is so useful because Botox works differently than all those other procedures. It paralyzes the muscles of the face. And then you say, well, why would I possibly want to paralyze the muscles of my face? And I always think of the Joan Rivers commercial when she sat there and said, is my mouth moving? You know, we don't want that to happen, of course. I did have someone this week come in who told me, she said, I don't want any motion at all of my forehead, just carpet bomb. That's not how I like to do Botox, by the way. I like to do Botox and leave you with a little bit of motion. I want to decrease the wrinkles. And by the way, I use Botox in the top half of the face and filler on the bottom half of the face. And the reason for that is filler is dangerous between the brows and around the eyes. It really is. There are some special instances where I do use filler, like the grooves under the lower eyelids, but that's a little different than filling the wrinkles. And I don't like using Botox in the lower half of the face because it gives funny motions of the mouth. You know, there are 23 muscles that control the smile. It's really interesting. And when we're a medical student in our first year of anatomy, we have to learn all those muscles. And most people in medicine very quickly forget the names of those muscles, except the plastic surgeons and the ear, nose, and throat doctors. We need to remember all those names, and we need to know what those muscles are and what they do. And it's very, very difficult to inject Botox in the muscles. It has to be done around the mouth because it has to be done symmetrically and at the exact same depth. And it's very, very easy to get drooling and lisping. You know, it really is if we do the Botox around the mouth. So I usually don't do that around the mouth. I will use Botox on the chin. If you've got a rumpled chin, and I'm seeing more and more of that, maybe I'm just more cognizant of the rumpled chin appearance, but you know who you are. It's almost like a little golf ball appearance of your chin, and that's very difficult. We can't fill that, but we can relax the muscle with Botox, and it's very effective, but it's got to be done so carefully because if we're just a tiny bit off to the side, we'll Botox the muscle that's a depressor of the lip, and then when you smile, it looks like you've had a stroke. So we have to be very careful. Your doctor, and hopefully it's a doctor, and I'm sorry, I don't think this should be done by anyone other than plastic surgeons, otolaryngologists who are trained in this, and dermatologists. These are the doctors that should be doing these procedures. No one else, in my opinion, and it is my opinion. But I think those are the doctors that are very skilled in this, and particularly if Botox is going to be used around the mouth, well, it should be done very, very carefully. So we combine these procedures. We combine Botox. We combine fillers. We combine this Ulthera procedure. We combine lasers. And when we do this with good skincare, you look so much better. Now, there was a study that was just published. I'm sure you all read this journal. It's called Lasers in Medicine and Science. Isn't that something you'll read? Probably very good if you want to get to sleep at night. But in the September issue, there was a really nice paper that looked at skin rejuvenation. And they looked at the combination of procedures, the fractionated laser that I just mentioned. And by the way, those are fairly easy procedures to go through. I did one, I believe, on Thursday. A woman who absolutely feels no pain no matter what I do. It's really quite remarkable. But she sailed through this procedure. We used some Emla cream on the face. That's a lidocaine type of cream. And then I give my patients some Aleve and some Tylenol. And then we go ahead and laser the face. We protect the eyes, by the way, because heaven forbid we laser and injure the eye. That's not a good thing. I remember way back about 15 years ago, I was on CBS with Marsha Kramer talking about all those eye injuries that occurred with people that don't understand how to use the laser. So when the laser is used, by the way, boy, that's a powerful instrument. You know, you can knock a plane out of the air and you can actually cause blindness. So again, underscore that you need to have a surgeon that really knows what they're doing if they're going to be using a laser on your face or anywhere on your body. So I put steel contact lenses in. And a lot of people say, well, geez, that's something, you know, I don't want that. And most people can't see through those. There's that Clark Kent guy, I think, can see through though. But bad joke, right? But, you know, steel contact lenses will certainly protect your eyes so that the laser can't possibly injure your eye. And then we go ahead and laser your forehead, laser your cheeks, laser your chin. We usually do a couple passes, and then you you go home. Your face is a little bit swollen. You know, most people aren't going to be seen in public, at least if you live in the Lower East Side, then maybe you'll shop in the Upper East Side the next few days. You certainly not want to be seen by your friends because it takes about 4 or 5 days, maybe even 6 days, for the skin to kind of peel off. And the way it peels off, by the way, is kind of interesting. It's like a bad sunburn. Remember, in about 2 months, you're going to go to the beach. Where are we now? We're February. Give it 3 months. You'll go to the beach. You'll overdo it that first day. You'll forget to put the sunblock on, and you'll burn your shoulders. Everybody does it, right? And then, so that's on Sunday. And on Friday, that skin peels off in almost a comical way. And that's what happens with the laser. The skin will actually peel off. And if you've got splotchy pigmentation, those are the wrinkles. Rather, those are the freckles when you're a kid. They're age spots when you're an adult, and they'll peel right off, and you'll see a little freckle in the little piece of skin. Reminds me of that, what was that Austin Powers movie there? We won't go into that. But certainly it is a little bit comical when it peels off, but your face looks so good after the laser. A little red for a week or two. You cover with sunscreen. Make sure that you don't get any sun exposure while there's any redness of your face. And the laser will even out your skin tone. The laser will even out a lot of the wrinkles. Not all the wrinkles, but it's very effective in the wrinkles around the eyelids and on the cheeks. Less effective for the wrinkles around the mouth. And that is why this paper, which looked at the laser, the fractionated laser, Botox, and hyaluronic acid, that's wrinkle filler, together does a much better job than any of those procedures alone. So when you do go to the plastic surgeon, and often the limiting factor is money, I'll be honest with you, because none of these procedures are inexpensive. You know, everything, unfortunately, has a price tag. And when lasers cost $150,000, you know, someone has to pay for those things. And when Botox costs $600-something for a little tiny vial, it's not inexpensive. And the filler the same way. So all these procedures, yeah, you know, they're not inexpensive. But boy, they are effective, and they're so effective when they're done together. It doesn't have to be the same day, by the way. I often will do procedures on different days, and it depends on how much you want to tolerate. Sometimes I will do Botox and fillers and lasers and even Ulthera on the very same day. And that's sort of, I call that the midlife sparkle procedure where, you know, you come in and in about 4 hours you come out, and boy, what a difference. What a wonderful difference it makes. But the thing about these fillers and all these non-invasive procedures that I'm talking about, they are ephemeral. That means they're short-lived, you know, and Botox lasts about 4 months. The filler is about a year. The Ulthera about maybe as close to 2 years. And the laser's longer, Depends on how deep we go with the laser. So we can do lasers that do last a decade or even longer, or we can do lasers that are certainly less long-lived. It's up to you, and it's up to your plastic surgeon, and that is what the consultation is all about for a non-invasive facial rejuvenation. And then we get into the eyelid lifts and the facelifts and the brow lifts, and that is the subject of next Saturday's program. So you have to wait for that. Next Saturday at 6 p.m., I'll be live on the air, WOR, in my normal slot, and I hope you will listen. Now, if you do have any questions, you can give me a call during the week. 732-422-9600 is my number in New Jersey. It's 212-753-1820 in New York. If you're interested in the products that I talked about on the show, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Go to that website, and if you go to the Facebook page is important because you can find specials that we don't put anywhere else, and we put them on Facebook. So facebook.com/Dr. Perry's for the products and /Dr. Arthur Perry for information about plastic surgery. I want to thank Noah for coming in for this very special Saturday or Sunday evening. You know, Noah never leaves. I think he's got a room in the radio station because he's always there. I want to thank you for great engineering. And everybody, remember, 6 o'clock next Saturday evening, that's when WOR has What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. That's me. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.